he couldn't go to P&Z on with it in ag to get a conditional use for it. So
no.
That's not in their lane either.
No. And that's the reason that we looked at C2, C1, but he can't do the coffee shop or restaurant in A1.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
Or even a store, I don't believe.
Right, for sure not the store. Yeah, the retail
the
sales.
Horses and
no.
Cattle are very much allowed there.
What's that?
Horses and cattle are allowed.
Restaurant, no.
You can put in a thoroughbred ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in that business. So. I'm not just picking a business and let's do it.
I mean, that's what was there before. You can either make a lot of money or you can lose a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you have to make a lot of money to be able to lose the money.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this will bring up some good conversation on maybe how to address some of the things that with zoning.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any other discussions or questions?
Do you have any?
No.
I say the good thing about zoning. Zoning is a movable, right? We're always trying to figure out what's the best. And so like I say, it may create some good discussion in the future. I'm trying to find the order number. Is this the Jasper Township one?
This is, yes. 7436.
I move to deny order number 07-17-2023-03.
Second.
From,
I'm sorry, Wayne.
From A1 to C2 to deny.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, I did get the word.
Great
day. Thank you. See you all soon, Brad. All right. Okay. We are to order number 07-17-2023-04. On July 10th, 2023, the Planning Commission failed a motion to recommend the County Commission approve the rezone request of 23 parcels, which are included in Exhibit A, located at 769 State Highway 86 Ridgedale. The existing properties are zoned NR1, single family nightly rental district. The rezoning request is for R3, multifamily residential district. I will not read those 23 parcel numbers, but I would bring into the record Exhibit A that has those on them. And if we turn our attention to the screen.
Hold on 1 second. Move to enter into the record Exhibit A as presented.
Perfect.
It's part of the packet already.
It is part of the packet.
It's part of the packet, but let's just go ahead and
enter it into the record.
He's from the record.
Yes.
Second.
Okay.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just in case.
Yep.
Okay. Looking at the screen right here is our 65. We are now west of 65 on 86. This is what was the Branson Cedars. So if I could get everyone's attention here, that parcel number list currently, well, technically not currently, but it has not been mapped yet. This little section of C2 that was the Moose Lodge, that has been platted out by a recorded plat that is in Kathy's office. She's been unable to map for a couple of weeks. She's back up today, so it's going to take a little bit. So if you went to Beacon today, This does not show that being platted out of that parcel number for the big parcel, but it has been.
It has been.
So we don't have any confusion. And at that, I would turn it over to Mr. Stalter or Mr. Kitchen, whoever's going to be the representative today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was prepared to say good morning, but
we've surpassed that.
Wanted to be accurate with that. My name is Howard Kitchen, and I'm representing Blue Green Big Cedar Vacations, LLC, in reference to an application for Branson Cedars Resort. We put in an application for R3, which we have combined developments at three other locations on Table Rock Lake, Paradise Point Resort, the Cliffs at Long Creek, and the Wilderness Club at Big Cedar. All three of those are zoned R3. When the application was submitted for the rezoning, we just went with R3. Because that's what we have submitted before, and R3 gives you a little more flexibility with that. But there was a very robust conversation at the planning meeting last week in reference to from the planning members and individuals in the audience of why R3 versus R2. The entire development right now is NR1. I think there's a total currently of approximately 73 accommodations, and of those, 18 are included in the acquisition plus 65 acres for the Blue Green Big Cedar Vacations LLC acquisition, and which leaves about, around 57, 55 individual owners of nightly rental cabins that are in that development. So what the concern was from some of the Planning Commission and the individuals that got up to speak was it's an NR1 or individual ownership type resort, cabins generally. There are 10 tiny homes in there that's part of the acquisitions. They're little modular units that have been permanently affixed to the real estate. It was never the intent to, because of our request of R3, to look at multifamily, multi-story development here at Branson Cedars. I don't know how familiar you are with the property, but it's not on the lake, so there's no advantage of going up for lake views. And there's very steep terrain there. So really the benefit of this resort is even though it's right on Highway 86 and we're dealing with a lot of construction in front of the resort right now and easement issues, where actually there's encroachments coming on our property for electric easements. There's a new sewer easement that's been recorded. And we're working with Brad with Taney County Sewer. He's concerned with how where the sewer easement is, that his team would not be able to properly maintain it up in the hillside. That's basically caused by the expansion and the slope drop there on 86. And then we have a private utility company, Confluence Utilities, is the current private utility provider for water and sewer. And at some point, there will have to be a discussion how there would be a connection for Confluence to tie into the county sewer system. All those things are balls that are up in the air, so there's not a defined business plan as far as full development, but that's why the R3 was submitted. Again, we've had no intent in going up with a multi-story construction, so we're completely comfortable with the concept of R2 as a zoning option. And why we would want to stay with R2, well, first let me back up a little bit. The resort currently is in R1, which is for nightly rentals. We have the privilege of selling vacation ownership product for owners to enjoy at any of our resorts or other blue-green resorts out across the country. So we actually develop a product for our owners. So it's not a rental product. So that's why all of our other resorts are R3 versus any NRI or nightly rental type product. So they acquire ownership, even though it's a fractional part ownership, they're an owner of what they're staying here in the Wilderness Club, Paradise Point, or Long Creek, and it would ultimately be the same here at Branson Cedars. So what we would be comfortable with would be R2, and that would give us the ability to do duplexes. And the first parcel or area that we're looking to develop on, there's a very steep decline from the grading standpoint up by the road. So originally we were looking at doing cabins like what we normally do, but the builder that we are working with recommended the concept of what if you were to stack two two-bedroom cabins on top of each other. That way on the backside you wouldn't have like a 14-foot pier sticking out on the backside or a very large foundation wall. So that is as far as we've gotten on the development plan as we would like. Across from the tiny home on one of the roads is to consider doing some duplexes that are basically stacked cabins for that portion of the project, and then work through all the other balls that are in the air with as far as with Brad and Taney County and where the sewer easement needs to go, and work with Confluence on ways to develop that. But with that being the type of resort it is, for the vacation experiences for our ownership, being that it's not on the lake, really the beauty of that resort are the green spaces. So what we would look at is how we could weave the inventory that's developed in there to green spaces that would have walkways, nature trails, things for outdoor activities for families and kids to entertain. So the concept of like trying to put mass number of units in there really doesn't work for just the type of property it is and what we want to do for our ownership base. So that's a high-level overview. Any upfront questions, comments?
I hear that you're comfortable with an R2.
Absolutely.
Any questions from anyone?
Not, Commissioner.
Not at this time. Right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone here to speak in favor of the petition? Is there anyone here to speak in opposition?
Yeah, I'm Don DeVoe. I live in Ridgedale, 291 Ozark Road. You know, this is a residential area. There's a lot of small cabins there. It's a nice enough area, but once you get into R3 zoning, they can build anything they want. I mean, if they stated, like you said, they don't intend to build larger structures. But once this thing is approved, you can put anything in there you want. They also said the terrain won't support larger structures. Bass Pro has moved thousands of yards of dirt. It doesn't seem to be a problem. They just throw money at it. So that's not an issue. I mean, if they wanted to put 20 foot of dirt in there, they would. So I don't think, you know, once the zoning's in there, it's in there. They can do whatever the hell they want with it. The plans down the road, who knows what's going to happen with it. But once it's done, it's done. You know, the Zoning Commission unanimously voted against this. I think if you're talking about R2, if you guys, that's something they want to do, I think they need to go back to the Planning and Zoning Commission and go through this process again. So I guess that's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
is Mike Brower.